January 16, Colossians 1:15-20. Jesus says, I previously stated on one occasion when explaining John's apocalypse that I am the firstborn of all creatures. The firstborn because I emerged first from the Father's thought before there was anything else in the heavenly and planetary universe. The firstborn because I was the first to be born from the lineage of Adam just as, according to the Father's will, the children of men should be born. By procreation devoid of sensuality and pain. The heir, who is always the firstborn, is given dominion over all his father's goods, and the father, for his beloved one, who is the first, to emerge from his love, makes every effort and sacrifice to increase the goods and power of his first son, of the one destined to bear the name of his lineage. To me, the heir, the firstborn of the Father, without sacrifice or effort, gave an infinite realm embracing earth and heaven, made up of spiritual creatures and earthly creatures, made up of numberless lives, all of them created perfect by God, Father, and Creator, which are the lives of stars and planets revolving through the fields of the heavens and singing the praise of the spheres for God with their eternal, swift, shining existence. They are the lives of minute or imposing animals, singing, silent, flying, crawling, wriggling, running, very strong, and very delicate, lives that seem to be cracks and lives that seem to be flowers which give you flesh, wings, song, help, wool, and honey, which fertilize far-off flowers, which transport and sow seeds from even farther away, which cleanse the waters and the sod, and which join together the continents, by crossing deserts and savannas and forests and mountain ranges with their slow or swift pace. They are vegetable lives, giving you shade, delight, food, fire, and furnishings. They are mineral lives giving you necessary substances. They are microscopic lives, not without a reason for existence. And all of them were created perfect, and given to me by my Father as subjects of the King for whom all things have been made. They are the perfect lives, of the angelic beings, that are my spiritual subjects adoring a gesture of mine, which for them is a command turned into action by the love spurring them on. They are lives which have reached perfection through me, and their goodwill, and which, having gone back up to heaven, from which they proceed, constitute my eternal court. They are lives created by continuous generation by my Father. The souls destined to enliven the flesh conceived on earth, which, through me, will obtain healing from the hereditary bite of Satan, and become acceptable again to the Almighty Lord God, future citizens in my kingdom. For my glory and my joy the Father has created everything, and, like a divine magnet, I attract to myself all the created things which recognize me as the one through whom they have life. The first in life, I am also he who was the first to rise from death, on the dawn of the third day, when the corruption of the flesh had not yet begun, since it was not appropriate for my nature to undergo putrefaction. My flesh was divine on my father's side and immaculate on my mother's. Thus free from the condemnation which makes your bodies, excessively loved by you a mass of verminous rottenness, before making them a heap of calcined bones, and, by their slow decay a heap of pulverized lime dust. Nothing more than dust. As the supreme expiator, I had to undergo death. As the redeemer and head of a new religion my own I had to give you a sign, that it was the only one which was divine. And what sign could be greater than the resurrection after so many pains and death whereby my dying was observed by all, and after a stay of so many hours in the hermetic enclosure of a tomb, under bandages impregnated with aromas whose violence could provoke death by itself. And who is the one that, without human help, after so much martyrdom, after so much asphyxiation, rises and frees himself, like a giant shaking off the garlands of flowers with which a child has wreathed him, from the bands filled with aromas, and the stones riveted over his tomb, and surges up, shaking off the earth in the triumph over death and evil, handsome, healthy, strong, and free. But, beyond this trial, undergone out of love for you, so slow and rebellious as regards faith, it was not right for the Son of God to experience another trial, and the resurrection followed death just as the sunrise follows the setting of the morning star, and I am the first one to be reborn from death, which could not hold me in a long embrace, but just for that short time needed to present myself to mankind as a host and a monstrance, so that it would see the great victim, and not deny his sacrifice, and worship me as its God and victor, for I am the one who, after having created death, gained victory over it. I have made it not a curse, but a blessing for the man who dies in me, since, with the Father's wrath cancelled out by the blood shed from my cross, death is no longer separation, but union with your Father, with whom I, the firstborn, have reconciled you by joining your hands to mine, pierced for your sake. I, the Prince of Peace, have brought peace to things, and if you do not have peace, it does not come through a deficiency of mine, but through your iniquity, which prefers evil to good, crime to holiness, and blood to the Spirit.